Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. Welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you can describe me a lot of different ways. I'm a photographer, drummer, musician, just overall artist. But if you could really just narrow it down to one word, I'm a creative person. And of course, you're listening to the Creative Podcast because you want to learn how to grow that creativity inside of you. So I'm here to help you out with that today. Before we get started with the topic of the day, I do want to go ahead and remind everyone to please subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. If you've not already done that, please do it. It actually allows the show to be downloaded straight to your device of choice for free every single time the show drops. So make sure you're doing that. Also, please make sure you're leaving comments, ratings, reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, any of those platforms, but also following me on Twitter at The Creative Pod. If you have any questions, please send them in to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. On the show today, guys, I want to talk about a topic that I think we've covered slightly here and there, but I actually want to devote a full episode to it. It's maybe not an episode that most people might want to hear about, but I think it's an episode that everybody needs to hear about. And actually, the topic I want to talk about for today is failure, and actually the fear of failure. We've talked a lot about, you know, how to overcome different things. We've never talked about how to actually face fear right at the get-go. So let's actually really get into that today. I wrote down a few different ideas last night. Honestly, the fear of failure keeps a lot of people from actually trying anything in the entire world. Failure is probably one of the biggest pitfalls that creative people actually see. Honestly, the act of creating is not as difficult as the act of actually facing the fear that you're going to be wrong. If you can stop thinking about how wrong you're going to be for doing this, or how it's not going to work, or anything like that, you're going to actually be a lot more successful as a creative person if you can really, really do that. Many of the most creative minds failed more than they succeeded. You know, I talked a little bit about some things last week. I think it was Michelangelo, or a lot of people actually failed, you know, quite a few times. A lot of musicians that I know, let's look at Prince, for instance. He actually has, you know, hundreds and hundreds of songs backlogged before he had passed away. He didn't release all of them because they weren't all winners to him. You know, you have to allow yourself the freedom to make mistakes, because sometimes the mistakes are actually what's going to propel your creativity to the next level. You have to be willing to make a fool of yourself sometimes to be a creative person. And it's one of the areas that for me, I don't fear failure as much as I used to, because I've learned to just to know that the mistakes that I make could end up being something kind of neat and something kind of cool. But honestly, let me just be perfectly honest with you. I fail almost every time I do this podcast. I sat here, tried to do like the opening where I said, "Hey, I'm this person that," you know, I started trying to describe myself, and I stumbled all over the words multiple times before I actually started actually going with the podcast. So it's a matter. It's not a matter of how many times you fail. It's really a matter of how many times that you keep going after you fail, and that's one of the issues. A lot of people, you know, try to do something creative, and then they just totally get stuck on the fact that they totally failed the first time they did it. Now, if you think about it, and this is just human nature, if it doesn't come easy to us, we don't want to do it. But a lot of times, the things that don't come easy to you are what's going to really help grow you as a human being, but really definitely as a creative person. The one thing to think about, too, is people don't really remember your failures if you don't remember them, if you don't dwell on them. If you keep bringing up that time that you totally whiffed, a piece of art, then people are going to remember that. Oh, yeah, that's the guy that messed up that piece of art. But if you just really dwell on the positives and not the negatives, people will do the same. They'll follow suit. You know, we remember, you know, people for their best songs, not for their worst songs that we never heard or that didn't make the cut. You know, that's one of the things. Also, think about it. Movies, you know, you hear like, you know, on the production floor or what have you, when they make all these edits on the producer's floor or the director's cut. Either way, you hear all these edits and cuts that get made from a movie. That's because it didn't really work out the way they wanted to, so they shaped it into something that does. Same thing with your creativity. The reason that we practice in a room by ourselves and then go and rehearse with other musicians or in any other kind of art form And so that way, when we actually do need to perform to a level that people are expecting us to, we're able to. And we're able to get to that point in our creativity. That's why you don't practice in front of other people. You rehearse with them. You go there with the skills needed to actually make something happen. That's really important to think about. A lot of people don't really think about, oh, well, it takes all this practice and all this, and all this failure to get to this point. You know, young artists, they actually think, oh, I'm just going to go and make art. I'm just going to be famous in no time. No, you're not an overnight success ever. It takes many, many years to become a success, at least if you do it correctly. The thing about it is, though, as a creative person, I usually expect to fail and I'm pleasantly surprised when I succeed. That sounds kind of backwards, probably, and I'm sorry if it does, but I usually expect something to go wrong, and when it doesn't, I'm like, all right, cool, that worked out pretty well. But I usually try and have a backup plan for when something does go wrong, so that way I can overcome it. And that's really important for you to do. But again, a lot of people feel like failure is just, they just can't handle it. You can handle failure, trust me. The issue is, can you move on from it? If you keep dwelling on that failure or that fear that you're going to fail, then you're never going to move forward as a creative person or as a human being. You know, do you really think that the person, whoever it was that created the wheel, like they came up with that overnight? No, they probably had a square that didn't work very well. If you look at any, I think there was a Looney Tunes cartoon a long time ago where this guy was like, oh, wheel. Like he was making a wheel, like very caveman-esque. And I'm sure it went through a bunch of permutations before it became what it is known today as one of my, you know, favorite inventions of all time. If you look around you see nothing but wheels, and it's interesting. We talked about the cycle, and I use it as an example in a few episodes ago. But that, I'm sure that didn't happen overnight. That guy didn't come up with that idea overnight. But it took time, and it took, you know, a lot of failures probably to come up with that idea. The same thing happens. You know, if you are shooting for a certain idea, you know, you're not going to get it the first try all the time. There are times where, yes, you will get it the first try, and you'll be like, wow, that's awesome. You need to use that success to fuel your next project. Because if you go in with that kind of idea, like, oh, man, this is making me feel successful, and I'm going to make it through this, then you can handle anything. The issue is people don't remember the successes. They only remember their downfalls and what they can't do. You know, focus on what you can do while you're out and about, you know, performing or doing a piece of art or a photograph or anything like that. And then while you're alone by yourself in on your own time, work on those things you're not great at. You know, we talked a little bit about this before, is what makes you unique and what makes you special. Really focus on that and then work on some of the other stuff too. Again, having the ability to fail is not a bad thing. I feel that having the ability to fail is actually kind of pushes me even more so to really try and, again, if you embrace the idea that you're going to fail, you know, you just know it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So then when you fail, look at it as an opportunity to really step up your game. You know, you're going to mess up something completely. Case in point, I went and messed up a song the other night when I was playing at the venue I play at on Tuesday nights with a jam. I completely messed it up, and one of the guys was like, hey, you should go learn that song. What did I do? I went and learned that song, and then the next time that I'm going to play it, I'll know it a lot better than I did that time. I didn't fail miserably, but I didn't play the song the way it was supposed to be played. But now I can go back and really play that song the way that it's intended to be heard and listened to, and how the audience will know it. So that way now I won't fail as much as I did last time. At least that's the idea. But use that failure as fuel to push yourself and innovate. Like that's a great way to think about it. If you're making mistakes and you keep failing over and over, look for a way to change what you're doing. Look for a way to maybe make something new that will help you not fail. That's how a lot of great products come about. You know, people are looking at this idea and it's really difficult for them. The technology that's available to them is not working, or it keeps failing, or it keeps messing up. So they innovate and they make a better version of whatever it is. Same way with your creativity. If you keep messing up the same piece of art, then do something different. Change it up. Look for a way that you can make that better, or that you can make it just more interesting. You know, failure is not the end result. Failure really should be a jumping off point for you. You know, again, if you can move on from the failure and push to become something better, then you're way ahead of most people in any walk of life. So that's you know, really something I think most people really need to work on. I know I need to work on that still some more. And the more I can work on that, the better off I will be as a musician and as an artist and as a photographer. One of the cool things, though, that's kind of what I want to talk about for today. But I want to give you guys kind of an update on some stuff going on for me. I'm actually looking to possibly, I did this last week or the week before last. I did a little Facebook Live chat with a few people. I just kind of logged in as I was setting up my podcasting equipment and as I was editing the podcast. I just did a quick little, it was probably 30 minutes overall for everything. It was just really interesting to do. If people are interested in hearing or seeing video content, I would love to provide that. It's just a matter of, is there demand for it? So please, if there is demand for those types of things, I would love to hear more about it. I'm also looking at possibly doing some more music-centric content on my YouTube page, and you can find the Creative Podcast on YouTube. I actually have a channel called The Creative Podcast, so check that out if you're able to. There's some other stuff on there. It's just been my own personal channel for a while. I might relaunch a new channel, but for right now, you can just type in The Creative Podcast and find that as the channel name. But I'm looking to possibly do some more unique content, to kind of quote myself from last week, but stuff that I feel that I'm finding, there's not enough of out there. So if there's anything that you guys would love me to cover, I would love to do that. Because this show is all about you and helping you grow your creativity. I took yesterday and listened back to, four or five of my past episodes to really get an idea of, is there anything that I'm missing in my content that I can share with you to really help grow your creativity? And one of the areas is what I talked about today is actually failing. You know, it's one of those issues that I think needs to be covered and needs to be talked about. A lot of times I feel like people are like, oh, 10 steps to be successful. Well, how about you can be successful, but nobody ever talks about, hey, you're going to try this and you're going to fail. You know, I'm just here to tell you the truth. I'm here to be honest with you. There are times where we fail miserably, and you're going to need to get back up and learn how to not fail. That's really the best learning tool or teaching tool on how to become a better human being, a better creative person as well. So again, if there's anything that you guys need or want from the show, the Creative Podcast, I'd love to provide that for you if I can, and also on YouTube and Facebook and all that. Let me know if there's anything that you're wanting to see or any topics that you may have. You can email the show at thecreativepodcast@gmail.com, and you can also connect with the show on Twitter @thecreativepod. If you will, again, please make sure you're subscribed on iTunes and Stitcher. Again, it is free, and it makes sure that the show is downloaded right to your device. It's actually a really easy way to make sure you get the show every single time it drops, which is normally weekly on Mondays typically. So in any case, I will let you guys go for this week, but I do want to say thank you so much for listening today, and thank you so much for all the feedback that I'm hoping to get from this show and future episodes as well. Until next time, guys, stay creative, stay growing, make sure if you do fail, you continue moving forward. Until next time, guys, I'll talk to you soon.